you know how diverse our city is. Has Jam and Jubilee had any relationship with South Asian artists in the local community?
I think for a long time, Jam and Jubilee was a fairly white run festival. And the board over the past couple of years has definitely been trying to make some strides in making sure that that wasn't the case any longer, especially with business outreach. A lot of the booking in the past couple of years has become conscientious, especially as more young people become involved with the festival, and especially as just kind of the growing cultural tide is finally getting recognized.
They're going to go back to your career. How did you, Drew, get involved with the music scene in this city to begin with?
Ryan Dick, who runs Mint Records, has a cousin named Steven, who I was really close friends with in high school. So when I was 13 years old, I just had the fortune of having somebody who hung out with me in high school who had a cool cousin who gave us mixtapes from like Vancouver bands. That was a really important realization that you can engage and create with culture in a capacity that is local and community-based. There was a band on one of the mixtapes he gave us called the WPP, and I just thought they were the best band in the world, and they were just like a couple people from Vancouver. And I actually emailed one of them, and he agreed to meet with me when I was like 15. I heard all these stories about your band. Like, they weren't a band anymore. So it's very weird for this 15-year-old kid to be like, oh my God, like, I'm in love with you. You're in Vancouver. Like, can we like have a coffee?
And I did that too.
Oh, true. Yeah. And we went for coffee, and he just told me about like booking his own tours. And
wow,
that was just a super imperative moment to realize that there's a way to build community and connection in art. I just started putting on shows at my high school because we had a local band here that was doing okay at the time called You Say Party with my friends Becky and Steven in it. And so they agreed to play a show I put on at Yale Secondary when I was like 16 years old, and it did really well. And I think I just realized that I don't think I found anything more fulfilling than getting a bunch of people in a room and performing. How I ended up in the Jam and Jubilee role was just because I think building community in Abbotsford is very difficult. It's such a weird event that means so much to so many people that was very grassroots in its infancy. As it evolves and as more people get involved, it's just becoming such a valuable touchstone. It is such a huge, mammoth thing for young people in the valley to have like local artists coming out. I think artists coming in don't recognize the power of what they're doing when they come to a place like Abbotsford.
You're also a musician.
Okay.
And so you understand in your own way how this year's made things harder on artists, but a lot of the listeners of the show probably don't understand that. Can you explain how the pandemic has affected artists' ability to do what they do?
I think of some of my friends who play in the States especially, and who were musicians full time, and those people truly had their livelihood like destroyed and taken away. For any small band that is generating income of some kind, touring is generally the biggest revenue stream. And touring is also where you sell your records. And if you don't have the ability to home record, you might have not even had the chance to be creative at home. It's such a hard thing to measure because, like, in an ideal world, I just think we would have had a much better government response. Even municipally, it was so late acting in Abbotsford to enact, like, endorsing masks and social distancing. And I just wish there were better faculties in place for relief.
It's a difficult year for artists, for sure. And not only, I mean, is it important for people to be continuing to give them their support, I think, this year, but it's important for small local scenes like Abbotsford's art community to keep trying and to keep putting the effort in. for sure. So you're appreciated in what you do at Jam and Jubilee. And I'm looking forward to seeing what you come out with. It's going to be fun to look at your content.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I hope it exceeds the expectations of the people who are involved, because I think we're diving into some like pretty weird unknown territory.
Okay. All right. Well, Drew, thanks so much for being here.
I appreciate you taking the time. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.